Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Authorities say an active investigation is underway into the murder of Amy Lord. She's the 24-year-old South Boston woman whose body was found in Hyde Park this week. Police say Lord was beaten, forced to withdraw money from several ATMs, and stabbed to death on Tuesday morning. Police also say a 28-year-old Boston man is a person of interest in the case, but he is not charged. Edwin Alamany is accused in two other assaults that occurred in the same neighborhood. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was at Alamany's arraignment yesterday and filed this update.
Edwin Alamany showed up at South Boston District Court wearing a hospital gown, but he never went into the courtroom to be arraigned. Court-appointed psychiatrist Stephen Porter examined Alamany in a holding cell and found him barely coherent and overcome by emotions. Dr. Porter said the defendant had pulled stitches from his hand and was bleeding. Alamany had apparently been treated for a cut. Dr. Porter gave his opinion that Alamany was suicidal. But Suffolk County prosecutors still wanted Alamany to be arraigned on charges for two incidents in South Boston, two alleged attacks separate from Amy Lord's horrific final hours. He hasn't been charged in that incident. The first one happened about an hour before police think Amy Lord was abducted. Police accuse Alamany of punching a woman. The other charges stem from an incident that occurred around midnight. In that one, Alamany allegedly stabbed a woman. But the judge ruled yesterday that Edwin Alamany was unfit to be arraigned. Judge Tracy Lee Lyons ordered him sent to Bridgewater State Hospital for 20 days of observation and psychiatric evaluation. She set a new arraignment date for August 14th. Afterward, defense attorney James Greenberg was tight-lipped, saying only that in his little time with his client, Alamany was very despondent.
I've just started to represent this young man. I've communicated with his family. He appears to have a very nice family. My thoughts and prayers are with any alleged victims. But again, at this time, I have no comment on this case. I
have
no
comment.
And Greenberg declined to say whether Alamany has any connection to Amy Lord. Later in the day, police visibly stepped up patrols in South Boston. The attacks and Amy Lord's death unnerved many in the neighborhood, especially women. A spokesman for Suffolk District Attorney Dan Conley says police are looking for any patterns in the recent attacks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.